Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks have one more game to play before their All-Star break and bye week begins, and it could be one of the most memorable nights in team history. Patrick Kane will be honored for his 1,000th point. Two five-game winning streaks will collide, and guess who's back in town? Yep, Coach Q, back at the United Center for the first time as the head coach of the Florida Panthers. Down to center ice we go, and the drop of the puck to get it started. We are underway. Hawks control. And the image of Joel Quenneville on the video board waving to this partisan crowd. They will never forget the achievements of Joel Quenneville. To Barkov, left wing corner. He'll carry back behind the Hawk net. Attempted a wraparound. He scores! This may have been Jonathan Huberdeau who got to the puck and deflected it past Robin Leonard. It deflected over the goal line. And the Panthers have drawn first blood in this game. Vetrano at the right point spins it down in behind the Hawk net to Toninato. He fed it to the slot. Vetrano shoots and scores! Well, Toninato rolled out from behind the net and set up Vetrano careening into the slot, and he got away a good snapshot that beats Leonard. The Panthers have struck twice within about a minute and a half and lead 2-0. Ekblad out of the box. He'll try and get to a stretch pass at the Hawk line and does. Steps into the Hawk zone, fed Vetrano left circle. He shoots and scores. His second goal of the night, Frank Vetrano, just after Ekblad came out of the box and took a stretch pass at the Hawk blue line, turned and found Vetrano breaking down the left wing. He beats Leonard with a wrist shot, and it's now 3-0 Florida Panthers. Cuckoo was there to knock it free to DeBrincat. Right wing over the Panther line to Dock down the left wing side. Backhand, he scores with authority. What a shot by Kirby Dock. He took that pass from DeBrincat, beat the defenseman down the far side, and roofed a backhander past Bobrovsky. He has the Hawks on the board with 6:27 left in period number two. It's now 3-1 Florida. Picked off by Carpenter, tried to clear it out. Picked off by Jonathan Huberdeau inside the line. He put it over, and they score as it's centered from the bottom of the right wing circle to Frank Vetrano, and he deflects it in behind Robin Leonard. That's a hat trick, and the Panthers on a power play goal now lead the game 4-1. Put it up to Boquist, right point. Kane, top of the right, so go Boquist, straight away with a drive and a glove save made by Bobrovsky. At right point, Gustafson with 9 on the power play to keep left point. Back to Gustafson, high slot, shoots and scores! It's a power play goal, the Hawks get one back. With exactly 16 minutes left in the third period, a power play goal makes it 4-2 in favor of the Florida Panthers. Connolly clears it out to the line, kept in by Keith to Gustafson, left point. Put it over right circle, wide open dock to Kane, left circle, shoots and scores! With Leonard on the bench, the Hawks cash in, and now this is a one-goal hockey game with 1:15 left in the third. Patrick Gaines, 1,001st point, makes it 4-3 in favor of Florida. Cuckoo slings it out to the line. Ekblad will pick it up and go for a skate. And in Joel Quenneville's return to the United Center, his Florida Panthers earn him a 4-3 win over the Hawks.